Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For those who are not familiar, what is iWatch Dallas?
Well, iWatch Dallas is an app that allows citizens to communicate anonymously with the Dallas Police Department in real time. So they can turn in multiple pictures of any size, an audio file, and a video file also of any size. Now, granted, it's going to be upload is going to be based on their phone, their connection, et cetera. But let's say, for example, they have a Ring doorbell camera footage of a package thief. They can actually send that to the Dallas Police Department. They can also include their GPS coordinates, and they can do all of this completely anonymously. The Dallas Police Department can communicate with them to get follow-up information in case, you know, the citizen's under duress and they miss key details. Dallas Police Department can ask follow-up questions also without violating the citizen's anonymity. Now, granted, we would prefer it to be used in a neighborhood watch, crime watch type thing where the citizen does give their contact information. But I really want to stress that the system is not designed to replace 911. So if a citizen requires the contact of a response of a police officer to their location, they really should call 911. Any actual emergency, they should call 911. But if, for example, they know about a drug dealer in their apartment complex, they don't want to compromise their personal safety, they can actually communicate directly with the Dallas Police Department, share that information, share the apartment number. Or in the case, maybe there's always a drug deal going on at the laundry room of our apartment complex at 7 o'clock, and they can go to the laundry room and send the position in.
How long has this been around?
It originally started in 2009. It was then revamped again in 2014. The current app was completely rewritten from scratch because of feedback from the Dallas Police Department and the citizens of the city of Dallas, and we released it October 17th. Chief Hall had a press event, and we demonstrated the software to the press. And it's been exceptionally successful with the new release because it's more consistent with apps that anybody might be familiar with, let's say like WhatsApp or something like that. So it's been greatly simplified, and it's more effective.
The city of Dallas has had this recent epidemic with street racing. How can the app help police bring this situation under control?
That's a great question, and that's actually one of the great successes of the current system. So another example that's a similar threat is, let's call it flash mob robberies. Any kind of organized criminal activity, like a illegal street racing, they tend to announce where they're going to get in social media. Now, Dallas Police Department certainly doesn't have the resources to look at everything on social media, but what ends up happening is citizens crash into that information, and then what do? You can't really call 911 and say, hey, I'm looking at a Facebook post that's saying they're going to get together at the Grapevine Mall. Grapevine Mills Mall is going to be a meetup at 12 o'clock on Sunday for illegal street racing. They can actually do screen captures off of their phone or their PC and then put it on their phone and then actually send the pictures to the Dallas Police Department of the social media activity. That's extremely effective because the Dallas Police Department does monitor the tips 24 hours a day. So there is someone always looking at it. Now, they might not immediately respond to every tip, but they are looking at them as soon as they come in, 24 hours a day.
And again, citizens can provide this information anonymously.
Completely anonymously. And I want to really stress the anonymity thing because out there in the market, there are apps that claim to be anonymous, but it's kind of anonymous, wink, wink. But as the creator of this current version of the Dallas Eyewash program, I can tell you definitively it is anonymous. So there is we can basically tell that they came from Dallas. So that way, if you know a tip came in from Russia or something like that, we'd flag it as invalid. But if it comes in from the Dallas area, that's about it. So we know that the user was in Dallas. So that's not 100% anonymous, but that's pretty close.
Again, what is the name of the app and how do people find it?
Well, it's on iWatchDallas.com. It's available for Android and for Apple. All the citizen has to do is download. Now, they can register, again, you know, for Crime Watch type people or people that are comfortable with giving their information, they can register and submit tips as a registered user, but that's not a requirement. And it works for Android and Apple. It also works on tablets.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.